Good morning, everyone. We welcome you to church this morning. We're glad that you're here on this Palm Sunday. And in our call to worship, we're in Luke chapter 19 today. And I'm going to read just a few verses of that scene that took place in Jerusalem as our Lord entered into Jerusalem. And the Bible says, "Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, "Master, rebuke thy disciples." And he answered and said unto them, "I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out." And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it. You know, we many times hear of the weeping of our Lord. There's three different occasions that we're told about in the Word of God. And there were many, many more, I'm sure. But what led to his weeping over Jerusalem? The leadership came to him as he comes into the city and the crowd begins to say their words, "Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord." And then they use an expression that even the angels used at the announcement of the birth of Jesus Christ, "Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Almost the same identical Greek used that pronounces the angelic message there in the shepherd's field. But when he came near, he beheld the city and wept over it. There was much to weep over. Even though these people announced, you know, glory to God, he's come in the name of the Lord, our Messiah is here, not Messiah spiritually, but Messiah politically has come. And the masters, the leaders of the city, come up to him immediately. "Are you going to tell your disciples to be quiet? How dare they say these things? Are you going to rebuke them?" You see immediately the spirit and attitude of the leadership of Jerusalem. They hate him. For the last several weeks, we learned about in our men's Sunday school today that they were after the Lord to kill him, to destroy him. They had set out on that purpose to kill him, to remove him. And they said, "Aren't you going to tell your disciples to be quiet?" And he said, "If they didn't say it, the stones would cry out and say it." Understand something. We live in very similar times where it costs something to be a follower of Jesus Christ. To say that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, to say that Jesus Christ is the Savior of sinners, to say that He's coming back again, gets all kinds of awkward looks as people process that. They have no interest. It's a struggle. It's a conflict that we are in. But we're to be faithful. We're to be faithful until He comes. We're to have that message. And despite the fact that there are many that are just like those in Jerusalem that day that despised His coming, there were many that believed Him. They believed Him because they had seen what had happened with Lazarus. He had been raised from the dead. He was standing among them. They knew He was dead, and now He's standing among them. There must be something to this Jesus, but they were not willing to go far enough. There may be some here today on this Palm Sunday who say, "I know about Jesus. I've heard a lot about Jesus." But in your heart, you're just not willing to go all the way to accept Him as the Savior of sinners and the King of all things. I pray that today will be the day that you turn to Him.